Arla Perak Aleph Mishnevav. Nitiya shel Arla v'shel kileya kemshinis arva minitiyas harei zeh lo yilkot. If one has a planting of either Arla or Kilea Kerem that became mixed with other plantings, so one should not take any of these plantings. How does one mix up plantings that are planted in the ground? So the case is where he doesn't know which is the planting that's Aser. Now the Yerushalmi asks, I by Kilea Kerem, the whole thing should be Aser. How do you have a case where it's just one of them that's mixed up but the other ones are still Mutter? So the Yerushalmi gives a few terutz, and we're going to go with the one that the Rav brings, which is the case is, by Kilaim at least, with Kilea Kerem, is where there was an otzitz nakuv, which is a pot that has a hole in it, that's some type of vegetable, other type of grain, or whatever, growing from the pot. And that pot was placed underneath, let's say, one of the vines. So that's kilayim, that's kilei akarim. And Taisi Santif says, like he says in kilayim, that the pot has to actually be inserted into the ground. It has to be dug into the ground for this to be a problem. So you didn't know where the pot was. You forgot where you planted it. And now everything's all planted, and you forgot which one is kilayim, or you didn't know which one was Arla. Whatever the case is, Harei Zeh Lo Yilkot. So since these are attached to the ground, and there's no bittul by mechuber, when something's mechuber lekarka, you can't be mevatel, even if there's a majority or a vast majority, even more than 200, cannot be mevatel one when it's attached to the ground. V'im lokat, and what if you did it anyway? Yala be'echad u'masayim. So then it does become bottle, 200 against one. U'vavash lo yiskavin lilkot. Now, this could mean two things, as long as you don't have kavana to do this. So it could mean the following, that b'dieved, this could be done, if this happened. But l'chatchila, don't think that you can actually purposely pull all of the plantings and vegetables, fruits, whatever, pull them out of the ground, purposely l'chatchila to be mevatel them. That's what it means of v'vashli skavin lilkot. This is the way the Rav learns this Mishnah. And now you have Rabbi Yossi Schoilek on that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af yiskavin lilkot v'yalu be'echru masayim. He basically says that even lechatchila, you could be mevatel isur lechatchila here. You're allowed to physically lechatchila pull it out to be mevatel, even though it was aser while it was in the ground. Why is that? So the Rav says, because there's a chazak, a person's not going to aser his whole vineyard with one planting, and therefore we're not so concerned that he's going to do this in the first place. Therefore, it's not so shchiach that this thing is going to happen, that this whole case is going to happen. And because it's not shchiach, Chazal didn't make the gzera of Ein Mevatlin Isra L'chatchila on this. That's why the Rav learns, and he says Allah is not like Rabbi Yossi. However, the Achronim bring the Bavli in Gemara and Gittin that learns this Mishnah a little differently, and therefore, the way that the Bavli has it is Rabbi Yossi Yomer Af Hamiskavin, meaning, not that you can do it L'chatchila, but if you did it with Kavana, meaning you did it B'mezid, you did it L'chatchila, therefore, even though you did it b'mezid, we still allow you to be mevatelit anyway. That's how you learn Rabbi Yossi. Not that he allows you to do it l'chatchila, but if you did it in a way, l'chatchila, where you did it b'mezid, you purposely did this, then b'dieved, you still can be mevatel. But the Tana Kama held that if you did it l'chatchila, and you try to be mevatel isur l'chatchila in this case, then you're not allowed to. So therefore, the way you have to actually read the Mishnah then, when the Tana Kama said, uvilvachlo yiskaven lilkoit, that meant that b'dieved, you can still eat from it and be mevatel it, as long as when you first took it out, you didn't have kavana to be mevatel isur l'chatchila.